1100 KNZZ. News you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. Highway 133 north of Paonia is scheduled to reopen today, nearly 7 weeks after being closed because of a sinkhole and washed out culvert. CDOT has a temporary bridge in place and expects to open it today with a 40-mile-an-hour speed limit and commercial vehicle traffic limited to 85,000 pounds and 11-foot width. Grand Valley law enforcement teaming up Friday to make area roads safer. The State Patrol says they had a big impact. They focused on I-70 and made 127 vehicle contacts, issued 24 citations for distracted driving, and 9 seatbelt tickets. One driver was cited for driving 104 miles an hour in a 70 mile an hour zone. A cool spring in Grand Junction, the first 90-degree day of the year recorded yesterday. That usually happens May 31st. It's not a record, though. The latest 90-degree reading came in June 28, 1907. More wind this afternoon, gusts 35 to 50 miles an hour into this evening expected. National Weather Service issuing wind advisories in eastern Utah and western Colorado beginning at noon today. Gun violence on the rise in the Denver area. Denver 7 says nearly 20 people have been injured, 3 killed in shootings across Denver in the past week. One man died in the latest shooting Saturday night in the Park Hill neighborhood. Aspen School District has filed suit against social media companies claiming they knowingly put their users, many of them adolescents and teenagers, in social and emotional peril. According to the Aspen Daily News, the suit names Facebook and Instagram, both owned by Meta Holdings, Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, and their parent companies. The district is one of many across the country suing social media giants. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.